bring on Mark the Magician. Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Trey, Matt, Joe. Great day, Belmont Stakes weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It is the Belmont Stakes this weekend, but unfortunately, no chance for a Triple Crown winner.
No chance, but we do have 14 horses going, so it's almost as full of a field as the Kentucky Derby, and you do have a filly in there this time, an unlimited budget, who was trained by Todd Fletcher III in the Kentucky Oaks, and there's been, 10 fillies over the last 145 years that run in this race, and 9 out of 10 of those fillies have run first, second, or third. The one that didn't run first, second, or third ran fifth, and that was a Baffert filly not too long ago, and 3 fillies out of 10 have won that race, so it's going to be interesting to have her in the race. And you got 5 horses from Oaklawn coming back, Brack Daddy, Overanalyze, the winner of the Arkansas Derby. Orb, of course, is not from Arkansas, but won the Derby and ran bad in the Preakness and should bounce back really well. Oxbow, who ran horrible at Oaklawn Park and then now bounced back and ran good in the Kentucky Derby and then won the Preakness. And, of course, Will Take Charge. And the big interesting thing about Will Take Charge, they're bringing back Mr. John Court. Maybe Dwayne Lucas said, hey, we took him off. He didn't do anything. Let's bring back John Court and bring him to the Belmont Stakes and see if he can make a difference.
Mark, obviously we saw weather play a factor in the running of the Kentucky Derby, and it appears that weather could be a factor in the running of the Belmont tomorrow.
It could be a very big factor, but the track is sealed. If a lot of you are here on President's Day at Oaklawn Park and remember Super 99, there was like a monsoon that came down right before the Southwest was run, and then Super 99 just got out there and just skated across the track. And if you're watching the races today, the track looks exactly like Oaklawn Park that day. They seal it. They pack it down where no moisture gets into the underneath in the dirt. It rolls off, and it's basically like running on concrete. And if you watch the horse's feet hit the track, they're not sinking into the track. They're just splashing a little bit and skimming across. We just had a horse in the last race go wire to wire, win by 7 or 8 lengths. Madre did a copy, I believe is how you pronounce that horse, one of my top picks, and I don't think it's really going to play that big of a factor. Orb won very easily in the Kentucky Derby in the slop. Oxbow ran great in the slop. Revolutionary ran great in the slop. He's coming back, and another thing about Revolutionary, Calvin Burrell off, and everybody's asking, why is Calvin off? Why do we want to take a good jock like that off? The reason is Calvin Burrell does not have the experience at Belmont Park on the mile-and-a-half races like Javier Castellano. And another reason, Javier Castellano is undefeated on Revolutionary. Every time he's ridden this horse, he's won on Revolutionary. So that's the big jockey change on that. And this day is very memorable for me because last year and some of my players on the Friday before Belmont Stakes, we took down the pick 6 and paid $55,000. And it's set up as the same scenario. We have a $24,000 carryover today. The pick 6 has not started yet. It doesn't start until race 5. There are 39 scratches today, guys. I've never seen that in my 30-some-odd years of watching horse races. 39 scratches on one race card today. All the races are off the turf. They were run on the turf. I believe there was 5 of them. And they have other horses that draw in that normally run on the dirt that weren't going to run on the turf. Now they're in on these turf races, which have been moved to the dirt.
Mark, talk about the numbers game for the Belmont. The fact that you don't have a horse that's going to be drawing, I guess, all of the money, trying to go for a Triple Crown, that you could make some money in this race tomorrow.
Oh, you can make some very serious money in this race. And Brack Daddy ran such a good race at Arkansas and ran second behind Overanalyze and then came back and just kind of threw a rock at the Kentucky Derby. They sat out the last race. That horse is going to be 40 or 50 to 1. And where you're going to make your money is on these exotics, playing these exactas, trifectas, superfectas, and they have a super high 5. And with 14 horses in the race, the pools are going to be huge. There's 4 good weekends every year to bet. That's Derby weekend, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes, and Breeders' Cup weekend. Those are the 4 big weekends, and there will be a lot of money. I just saw $207,000 in the exacta pool today in the second race at Belmont with only 7 horses in the race. That gives you any idea of how much big these pools are today, and they'll be over $300,000. Oxbow is going to be value. Yes, he did win the Preakness last time. He's 5-1 morning line. He'll probably be right around that. Orb, if Orb would have won the Preakness, he would be 1-9 like Smarty Jones was back in 2004. Orb will not be that. Orb's going to be 2, maybe even 3-1, almost quadruple your money or triple your money on Orb. You think he'll bounce back. He won 5 in a row leading up to the Derby, 2-1 little fluke there at the end, the Preakness, comes right back and should run really well. The filly could run well. It's just who has gas at the end of this race going a mile and a half. Most of these horses, and probably none of these horses, will ever run a mile and a half again in their life, and that's what it takes. You're going to see a lot of them drop out towards the end of the race, and you're only going to be left with seven or eight horses that deserve to be there. Incognito is a major long shot. I don't think this horse has any business in the race. Revolutionary, I think, will move up because it is going to be a wet track tomorrow. And Bijack, another horse that was really thought of real well going to the Derby, and this one coming in at 20-1. And remember Palace Malice. This was the horse that led the Kentucky Derby with Mike Smith on him, and just Mike said he had no control of the horse coming out of the gate. He got out on front. He couldn't settle the horse, so he just let him go and let him run his race. They're taking the blinkers off this time of this horse. Palace Malice will have a shot, and that horse will be 15-20-1. And you can't forget Golden Soul, Robbie Alberado, Dallas Stewart, who ran second to Orb in the Kentucky Derby. So there is a big, big, big chance of making a lot of money. There will be a guaranteed $1 million pick six tomorrow, a guaranteed $1 million pick four tomorrow, and all of those races are on stakes races 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Of course, the Belmont Stakes go off around 5:30 tomorrow. I'm at the long shot now playing and getting ready to put in my pick six in the next 30 minutes for today's carryover, and then I'll be here all day tomorrow. Of course, my races are online at marketmagician.com, and it's going to be a great weekend, guys, and if you got any questions, email me. I'll be very happy to answer them. And, of course, we got Old Del Mar coming up in just 6 weeks from Wednesday, and my favorite track in the country.
All right, Mark, we appreciate it as always.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a great day, and get online and make a few bets.